Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's feeling good. We got a great show today. Kane Brown will be in. We'll do some easy trivia. Here we go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Bobby Bones, my girlfriend and I are in our mid-30s. We've been dating each other exclusively for 7 months. We made it official a few months ago. She has an ex of 10 years. They broke up a couple years ago. I knew they were still friends and I trust her completely. The thing is, I didn't know how close they were until recently. I found out they still hang out and even have drinks when she goes to his ranch with him.
What?
He helps around the house with projects when I'm not around.
Oh, my God.
I'm typically not the jealous type, and I trust that they are just friends. I live 2 hours away and understand that she doesn't have many friends in her small town. I've expressed my concerns, but she says still being friends with him is important to her. What should I do? Maybe a little jealous boyfriend in California. Yeah, bro, she's making out with him.
What?
This isn't jealousy. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, she is.
Why?
You have, first of all, if you have a new person, if you have a new partner, you have the respect for them to not have your ex of years and years and years in your house or you at their house for long periods of time when they're not around. Yeah. That's a respect thing. It straight exactly. up is. Yeah, that's tough. And he's chores around the house, taking stuff off the shelf.
Handy
lifting things. Okay, well, get on an app. Go to Shelly's List or whatever that one's called. Sandra's
Nancy's
List.
Is that
Jeannie's.
What's her name?
Shelly's List.
Angie's List.
Andy.
We knew it was something.
So close.
There's no way.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
There and is it, a percentage it, that they're not.
But if they're not doing it, they're going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course
that
they are.
Mean they're going to.
Absolutely.
Guys,
they've done it so many times before, and the situation is going to happen again. Hey, would you mind getting this off the shelf?
Oh, what am I? There we go. Yeah.
A saxophone plays out of nowhere out of the corner. There's no chance. You are not a jealous boyfriend. By the way, you should have already asked this. This wouldn't have been happening.
What?
out-axed it.
Like, yeah, he doesn't need to be in your house. If you guys want to be cordial with each other, that's fine. If you want to, like, I don't know, man. I don't like it.
So what does he do? He says to her, hey, this makes me uncomfortable.
Well, first of all, he goes over to that dude's house. He knocks
No.
Oh, no. Okay, all right. Yeah, he's just got to tell her, hey, this is not respectful to me. He has to even say, I don't think you're cheating on me. Don't worry about that. She probably is. But I don't think you're cheating on me, but I can't. This is not respectful to me that you are alone with your ex-boyfriend of 10 years.
And like, just so you know, I wouldn't do this to you.
No way. What do you think?
What if she says, oh, I wouldn't mind if you hung out with
But he doesn't have that situation. He doesn't have that situation. Nope, it ain't happening. I like to think that I'm extremely developed and matured and...
His feelings are valid, and his feelings are his feelings. So regardless,
these are every man's feelings. This is everybody's feelings.
Okay,
you can't be hanging
out
with your ex
like
that.
To share his feelings and then ask what would make him feel comfortable. And if she can't get on board with that, then they weren't meant to be.
Yeah. I'd smell her clothes.
Yeah, smell the cologne on
like
there.
Probably smell like a brute.
Mm-hmm. Old Spice.
Why does he wear brute?
Yeah, from Walmart.
Sounds like a guy that would wear brute.
Exactly.
On the ranch.
Because this dude is shady. I tell you, but that dude ain't his problem. Even if they are making out, that dude ain't his problem. That dude's just being a dude. His girl is his problem. Lunchbox?
Here we go.
Look, man, this is tough because I'm not the jealous type. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, but if your wife for hours a day
that's
when
what
you weren't there
say.
With the next boyfriend.
But if she's going over to his ranch to have some drinks and ride bareback on those horses.
Did you say that in the email?
I insinuated it. Okay. By the way, I raised my eyebrows.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That ain't going to happen.
That ain't happening.
It's my way or
that's
the highway.
That's disrespectful to you.
Absolutely. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to say, hey, man, if you want to meet for a drink, we can all meet for a drink at the bar, but we ain't going to your house to ride bareback.
That's true. We ain't even going saddled, protected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bareback.
No, we ain't even going saddled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Eddie?
No, this is crazy. Like, the fact that she thinks it's okay, this is not okay. And this dude needs to step in, tell her that he does not feel right about this, and it needs to stop ASAP because they are definitely doing it.
Yeah,
they are definitely not.
They definitely are.
No, they're not. You have no proof that they are.
If they're not, they're going to tomorrow.
Okay. And she doesn't have that many friends in her small town.
Well, make more.
Guess what?
Exactly.
Move
town. Get on Angie's list. See if there's a friend-making job or something. All right, that's it. Hey, shut it down, bro. Shut it down right now.
It's crazy.
I'd be out. Here's the kind way. I'm breaking up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even give her the opportunity to...
Anybody that's going to do that, even think this
the
is
The fact
okay.
that she thinks it's okay is crazy.
In her mind, it might genuinely be innocent.
No. She has an ex. Let me read this. Okay, let me just read this one more time. She has an ex of 10 years.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
They just broke up 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I found out they still hang out and even have drinks when she goes to his ranch with him. That's double layered. Have drinks, goes to his ranch.
Bareback.
Yeah, he helps her around the house with projects as well when I'm not around.
Look, she doesn't need to go see the vegetables over there.
Wonder what that project is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Amy said it's like a Hallmark movie, right? The Hallmark movie. What would happen in the Hallmark movie?
They always go back to the ex.
She's going back to the ex at the ranch.
Valid.
Riding bareback.
Okay.
What would happen if this were a Netflix documentary?
Valid.
This jealous boyfriend would go
Oh,
yeah, done so.
Yeah, we'd be bad.
Yeah, let's not go
back. All right. End it, bro. Or let her know one more time you're ending it. There's no way that's happening. That's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Lunchbox, you got a lot of voicemails about you talking about all the hotties that are on college campuses right now.
Why? Did they go by and check them out?
No. Katrina in South Knoxville.
Oh my goodness, Lunchbox. Shame on you, buddy. You know there's a song out there called She's Somebody's Daughter. Your wife, you should be kissing her feet at this moment for all the stuff you just said. Shame, shame, shame. Marriage is sacred. That's all I got to say. Marriage is sacred. I have to say this. You're a pig. That just sounded like a pig. Would you want your kids doing that? No. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I was loaded with voicemails very similar to that. But final thoughts, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I mean, if she is in South Knoxville, she should drive by the University of Tennessee.
No, not her. Okay.
And listen, yes, they are someone's daughter, but they are, you know, of adult age, and guys look at them. And yes, marriage is sacred. I didn't say I was going to, you know, make out with them. I just said I was looking at them.
All right, there he is. All right, let's get started with today's show. Glad everybody's here. Kane Brown will be in later.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Around the room, everybody's got their most fun fact. Let's start with the big hitter first. That will be... Everybody's waiting to see if it's there.
Come on.
Let's go with Lunchbox.
Oh.
Back in the day in Italy, thousands of teens were castrated each year.
Okay, why is this always a thing? It's always farts or...
Yeah, something.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm going to stop being surprised. Go ahead.
Okay. Back in the day in Italy, prepubescent teens were castrated.
I don't like this.
In hopes that they would rise to superstars in the opera. Their parents wanted them to keep their high-pitched voice.
Sopranos. Wow.
So they didn't want them to go through puberty. So, whoop!
Alto. What are you saying, Scooby Steve?
The castrati.
I don't know how to say it.
That because of castration? That's what they called it? Castratos?
Wow. Yeah, they wanted them to rise to castrati.
What's a soprano then?
Superstars of the opera and choirs of the church. And so they would whack.
Can you still be a castrati? Like,
no, because your voice goes deep.
Okay, but I'm saying, could you sing at that level even if you had your stuff? Like, are there a few?
I don't know. This is all the parents thought that this is how you got them to be that level, so they would castrate them.
That's sad.
That's bizarre and not fun. Okay. Fun Fact Friday. Let's go over to Amy. Amy.
Okay, who on the show has the hairiest chest?
Boom.
Lunchbox is showing us his.
Oh, that's weird.
That's gross. That's probably Scuba Steve has the hairiest chest.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, he's going to show us, too. Everybody wants to show their chest.
Check it out. Look at it.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of hair.
I don't have a lot of hair on my chest.
Don't unbutton lower. That's a hairy stomach, too.
Do you have hair on your chest?
I have zero hair on my chest.
Why?
Well, because it is a fact that having a hairy chest has been linked to higher intelligence in men.
Boom. And it's a fact.
Woo. Research has been done.
It's been linked.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Not true.
Okay, well, you guys are way smarter than Eddie and I.
That's right.
Okay.
We'll just sleep in it and live in it. All right, let's go over to No Hair himself. Eddie, what do you have?
Guys, did you know that carrots can turn you orange? So if you eat 3 large carrots a day for several weeks, the increased beta carotene in your blood could actually turn your skin orange.
I should eat more carrots and spend less time spray tanning.
That's what I thought of. Like Ray, when he spray tans, he's completely orange.
Absolutely. Speaking of Ray, he's hopping in today. Mm-hmm. Ray, your fun fact.
Bones, when you were in Costa Rica filming Snake in the Grass, I don't know if you saw these kind of monkeys, but there's a group of white-faced capuchin monkeys that put their fingers into each other's noses, and that's how they get to know each other. In America, we shake hands, dogs sniff each other. These monkeys, finger in the nose.
I didn't see them.
You should have looked for them.
I did. Look for any monkey. We did see monkeys in trees above us in the woods.
Crazy. Sometimes.
But never saw the finger in the nose monkey.
Maybe next time, next season.
Maybe next time. Okay. The quote, drink 8 glasses of water a day advice came from 1945 that had no medical basis.
Okay.
It was a recommendation with no medical basis whatsoever. According to doctors, you should drink when you're thirsty, but you have to listen to your body because your body is pretty good at judging when it's low on water. So there is no medical basis in 8 glasses a day.
Hmm.
Now, most people I know are like, you have to drink more water, more water, more water. I subscribe to the different method. I drink no water.
Really?
No water?
Almost none. I have a couple drinks in the morning, 1 at night, call it a day.
That's not healthy. Even when you're working out?
I have all Mountain Dew all the time.
That's not true.
Can't run on this thing. That all Mountain Dew. No, I should drink more water, but that's where that comes from. It's like even though like our the holidays, Valentine's Day, greeting card company.
Of course.
It's like most of that stuff that we hear, breakfast, most important meal of the day. That's bullcrap. Cereal company made that up. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. You know who made that up? The
water.
Ocean.
Water company?
The ocean company.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman was throwing the football with her husband in the water. So they weren't out in the sand where everybody's hanging out in the water. And a ring that belonged to her great-grandmother slipped off her finger. So obviously she was frantic. She still couldn't find it. So she took to Facebook, said, hey, anybody that's out at the beach today, can you please look for my ring or in the coming days? So this guy, Lou Ossie, he's 60 years old and he has a metal detector. He decided to go out there. For 2 days he looked. No luck. Well, third day was a charm because he found it. 4 inches below the sand in the water.
That's crazy.
So pretty crazy that he was able to find it. And he went on Facebook and left her a comment and said, please tell me this is the ring that you're looking for so I can finally get off this beach.
And he didn't pawn it.
Right.
Yeah, that's no, awesome. he saw the post she put up and he was determined to find it. So he did, which is pretty cool.
It's a good story. Appreciate that, Lou Alcindor.
Man, last time I was at the beach.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor.
Is that his real name?
No, what's that guy's name?
Lou Aussie?
Lou Alcindor was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Me neither.
Wow. What were you asking?
No, last time I was at the beach, my son lost one of his scuba masks, and he lost in the water, and I'm like, well, I should find it. It should be right here, wherever we are. But I couldn't find it anywhere.
Go to Facebook. Go to the show's Facebook page.
I mean, this guy
See
finds
if
a
Lou
ring.
Lou Alcindor can
but
come find it.
You're not going to be able to find that with a metal detector.
Well, that's true. It's plastic.
Yeah. All right, good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox is the Mighty Ducks of Easy Trivia. No one expects you to win, but you're right at it.
I'm right there. I'm right.
Eddie's got four as we play to five. Lunchbox has three. So it's easy trivia, too. It's easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Don't miss a question, because if you do, you'll hear this.
You've been booed.
It's really easy. Amy, what superhero has an S on his chest?
Superman.
Correct. What superhero turns green when angry, Lunchbox?
Hulk.
Correct. What superhero has a red, white, and blue shield with a star in the middle, Eddie?
Captain America.
Correct. Morgan, what superhero got their powers from a radioactive spider?
Spider-Man.
Correct. It's easy like that, right?
Oh, that's it. That's it.
If you miss now, you're gone.
Come on, Amy. Focus.
Amy, Boise is the capital of what state?
Idaho.
Correct. Lunchbox. Sacramento is the capital of what state?
California.
Correct. Eddie, Indianapolis is the capital of what state?
Indiana.
Correct. Morgan, Columbus is the capital of what state?
Ohio.
Correct.
Wow.
I thought we were losing Morgan there.
Pretty good.
Good job, everybody.
Rude.
Country legends.
I like that.
Here's the next category. Question one. And I'm going to play you a hook. In 1980, which country legend had this number one hit?
He stopped loving her today.
George Jones.
Correct. George Jones.
Wow, Amy, great get.
Okay, now it's your turn.
Nice
job. Let's give me someone.
Which country legend had their first number one in 1965, Lunchbox, with the song I Walk the Line?
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
It. No, no, it's that movie.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
This is so dumb.
No, Johnny Cash.
Correct.
Yeah, crazy.
I was thinking of June Carter Cash. That's all I could get in my head.
Eddie,
which
country legend duetted with Julio Iglesias in 1984 on this single? All the girls
I love. Bones, you and I dressed up as them for Halloween. Give me Willie Nelson.
Correct. Morgan, what legendary mother and daughter had number ones in 1984? The first one was Why Not Me?
Why not me on a rainy day? Why not me to love
you? Winona and Naomi Judd. The Judds.
Correct. Good.
Okay.
All right, go. So it took a second to get there.
That was close.
Easy trivia. The next category is continents. Amy, what continent is North Korea on?
Asia.
Correct. Lunchbox, what continent is Nigeria in?
Africa.
Correct. Eddie, what continent is Amsterdam in?
Europe.
Correct. Morgan, what continent is Mexico City in?
North America.
Correct. Moving a little faster now, guys. Nobody's been eliminated.
Okay.
Fictional TV towns. Amy, Pawnee, Indiana is the town in what NBC comedy? Pawnee, Indiana.
Parks and Rec.
Correct.
Boom!
Oh! Wow, Amy. Good
Lunchbox.
Job.
Dillon, Texas is the town from what NBC drama?
Friday Night Lights.
Let's go.
Correct. Let's go, Panthers.
Eddie, Hawkins, Indiana is the town from what Netflix show?
Yeah, that is Stranger Things.
Correct.
Oh
Morgan,
gosh.
Springfield is the town from what animated Fox show?
Simpsons.
Correct.
Oh, my
Moving
gosh.
Along even faster. Planet nicknames.
Oh,
Amy, what planet is the red planet?
Mars.
Correct.
Whoa!
Lunchbox, what planet is nicknamed the third rock from the sun?
Man, there's that TV show, so I'm going to say Earth.
Correct.
Yes! Yes!
Eddie, what planet is the ringed planet?
Saturn.
Correct. What dwarf planet once had the nickname the ice planet, Morgan?
Dwarf planet? Pluto?
Correct. Nobody's
out. My goodness.
Nobody's
out.
U.S.
Goodness.
Presidents. Which president never lived in the White House, Amy?
George Washington.
Correct. Good job.
It wasn't built till the second one.
Lunchbox, who was the tallest president at 6'4" and was elected in 1861?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
Ugh.
Eddie, what does the H stand for in George H.W. Bush?
George H. Ha. Je, ha. Herbert. Ha. George. Herman.
Herman. Bonham.
You've
yes,
been boned.
It was Herbert. Yes, you said it.
Who's George Herman? Babe Ruth.
Idiot.
George Herman is Babe Ruth.
Idiot. Oh, really?
Morgan, which president lived the shortest life at 46 years old?
Oh, no.
Poor guy. I don't know. JFK.
Correct.
Whoa!
This is crazy.
Animal group names. Which group of insects would you refer if you're talking about them as a colony or an army?
Ants.
Correct. Lunchbox, what group of animals would you call a pride?
Lions.
Correct.
Yeah.
What group of insect would you call a swarm, Morgan?
Bees.
Correct.
It's crazy.
We've never gone this long. We have all grab bags.
I love it.
Do you like scary movies? Is a quote from what famous 90s movie, Amy?
What?
Do you like scary movies? Is a quote from what famous 90s movie?
Do you like scary movies? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Boner!
Oh, you've been boned.
The answer is?
Scream.
Scream.
Oh, I don't watch
Wow.
That.
Lunchbox. Oh, what protects the Earth from the sun's harmful rays?
Ozone layer.
Correct.
Let's go!
Come on,
Let's
Morgan.
Go, Morgan!
Where is the smallest bone in the human body located, Morgan?
She's looking at her body.
Where is the smallest bone in the human body located?
Your toes?
Bone! Boner!
Your foot?
Bone! Boner! It's in the ear!
It's in the ear. Oh my gosh.
It's the handle!
How does he know that?
Let's go!
Good job, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox wins. He is one away. He's one away from getting the literal crown. So, good job, Lunchbox. You're one away from the championship. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi Mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Hey, it's so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, I just wanted to get some advice from Bobby. I have a credit card. I have to pay the minimum, and it's not ever going anywhere, getting it paid off. Does he have any advice on what I could do to hurry and get that paid off? Thanks. Love the show.
I'll give you a quick piece. I would, before worrying about this, find the things that you spend money on daily and weekly. Just do the little drill here. What do I spend money on that I actually don't have to have that's like a luxury? Just list them all. And then pick one or two and then take that money and put it toward it. Now, I can say that, but Eddie's actually done this.
Yeah.
Eddie, how much debt did you guys have?
Oh, my gosh. What, like $25,000, $30,000 in debt?
And what was that? Bad. What was that debt? Credit card?
It was all credit card debt. It all started like a year after we got married. We went to Hawaii, and boom, it started from there.
And how did you get out of that debt? Because it only happened recently that you got out.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Man, and that's what you said was key. Like, you got to go down and be like, okay, can't go out to eat. Can't do that. Got to cut that out. Cable stuff, you know, like, oh, let's get rid of channels or whatever. Things like that add up really quickly, so that's important. But Bones, if you get extra money, like from anywhere, just give that chunk to the credit card company. That way you just keep chopping at that big balance. And don't that interest rate, if you're just paying the minimum, I mean, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's how they get you. So it's, I would make a list of the things that you enjoy, but you don't have to have. You have to cut them all out because you'll be miserable, but you can cut a few of them out and put it toward that. It's a tough thing to do, but you can do it. I have faith in you. All right, here's Eleanor from Washington, D.C.
What do you call a belt with a clock on it? A waste of time. I thought it was funny. Anyway, you guys are great. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Creditcards.com put out this survey saying that half of Americans have unused gift cards that are just sitting around their house. And normally it's about $175 worth of gift cards that are lying around, and we need to use them. And if you add all of those up in the country, that's $21 billion of unused money.
Well, somewhere there's a $100 gift card that Eddie got me for Uber Eats.
There you go. Add that to the $1 billion.
So now it's $21,100,000.
Exactly.
Somebody stole it. Yeah, the problem is with me, I think, when I use a gift card, that there's like $4 left on it. I'm just like, well, I don't want to go spend $4 when I can't buy something for $4. It's going to make me spend even more money. But that's how they get us, right? That's how they get us.
Yeah, or you can use the $4 and then pay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have to go and spend $4 to buy something I don't really want.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
They say here, too, another way to use up your gift cards is to re-gift them to someone. So
here's $4, Mike D. Go get you something at Express. Okay. What else, Amy?
So Shaq was embarrassed that he couldn't help his son fill out a resume. He actually had to call someone for help. He says he feels pretty lucky in life that he's never had to have a real job because obviously he's a professional or was a professional basketball player and quite successful. But it is interesting that he's never had to fill out a resume before.
Yeah, I guess he started to be good at basketball 10, 11 years old. So why you would never even need to learn. All right, what else?
And Kane Brown is now a sheriff with a badge. He had a concert in Michigan, and a sheriff was there and had him raise his right hand, repeat after him, and he was deputized. Here's a clip.
The best of my abilities.
Help me God.
Check this out, everybody. Look what he's got now. That's it, man. He's got his own badge.
There you go, man. Yeah.
Well, Kane Brown's a sheriff and I'm a doctor. The world's going to piss. All right, let's be honest about it. Kane and I are taking over and we shouldn't be. But you know what? We'll take it and we'll go from there. All right, it's a good job. Good job, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
After graduating from high school, Mike Huss got a job as custodian at Lone Elementary School. He says, man, I can never really see myself in education, but he loved being with kids all day long. He was at school, all the kids. He was like, man, maybe I do like this. So they said, well, go and become a teacher. So he did while he worked at the school still. Didn't say much about it to a lot of folks. But he said, I want to show my kid that if I can do this as your dad, you can do it too. So he did. So now the school he was the janitor at, he's now the principal of.
Wow.
Boom. Boom. But not a teacher.
The principal.
He went all full elevation and is the principal now. So he said, I'm trying to help students believe in themselves. That's a really cool story. My cuss. It almost sounds like I'm saying my cuss.
But you're not.
But it's Mike Huss. Principal Huss.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, great job, Principal Huss. That's an amazing story. Glad we could share it. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the Morning Corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a rapper that always smells good?
What?
Post Cologne.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
That was the Morning Corny.
In just a few minutes, Kane Brown will be in, and he'll talk about playing beer pong with Post Malone. So you guys hang on for that. Tickets to my Vegas show go on sale today at 8 a.m. Vegas time, 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Central time if you're going to come. I'm playing the Wynn in Las Vegas and would love to see you in December. But tickets go – if you're in Vegas, it's like an hour until they go on sale. So would love to see you guys, but that's at BobbyBones.com, 10 Central, 8 Vegas time, 8 Pacific time. And that's all.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
Kane, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. I was listening to your song, Ain't Life Grand. And so, Ray, would you play that? And I've played it like in our dance party on Fridays. Do you ever finish something and go, God dang, that is so good?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No. I feel like I get really connected to a song, but you never know how the audience is still going to take it.
Okay. Professionally, what do you think is the best thing you've ever done? What is the body of work, not an album, but like a song? Heck, you could say an album if you want, or a video. Like, what do you think is your number one thing you've ever done in your heart?
This album compared to my other ones.
You have to say that, though.
No. I wouldn't say that about my other albums. Remember, if you go back to my old interviews about my other albums, I was this little scared kid that was just like, yeah, I hope people like it. Nah, I don't care. I like it. I've realized that I've had to, you know, I have to sing these songs for the rest of my career. And so I made sure with these songs on the record that I'd be having fun while I'm on stage.
Are there any songs that you won't sing anymore that you used to sing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there are.
Oh, yeah.
Do you talk about that?
I like to talk about it, but then I feel bad because there's songwriters that wrote it with me.
Okay, I think that's fair. Yeah. So we won't mention any songs, but so Radiohead, it's a band from like the 90s, mm-hmm. and they had a song called Creep. It was their first song, but they were like, that song doesn't represent me.
Yeah.
So, or us, so they never played it forever. They'll occasionally pull it out now, but that was the thing. They won't play that song. I'm not asking you what song it is. If someone said, Ken, we'd love for you to play it. Mm-hmm. We're going to hire you for a wedding.
No.
You're not going to play it?
No.
Okay, we are... I told you, because somebody had sent some of your cereal up here, and I thought, honestly, it was going to be, Kane Brown has a cereal, Kane Crunch, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be fine, and, you know, people put their names on products all the time. Top 2-3 cereals I've ever had.
Really?
Ever.
Nice.
And so much so, I was like, is this even a real thing? I ordered more off the website where you can still order Kane Crunch.
Hey, well, thank you.
So I say this because influencers get free stuff. Mm. I'm having to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for it.
I'm the biggest influencer. I'm the biggest. I want to do like, is Bobby here for Kane? Oh, I got a box here. Where did you get this?
I have some extra ones.
Oh, my God. I've been paying for this stuff.
Yeah, that's yours then.
So what is Kane Crunch? What is it and where is it and why?
That's a good question. So I know for a fact it's in Wegmans. And I was told it was going in Kroger's and
so it's still spreading like you're
supposedly, but it's for a charity. So it's usually with football players. Like the last person that did it was Nick Chubb, which I'm a Georgia fan, so I was really excited. But yeah, they basically brought me in. I'm a huge cereal junkie. Had me taste all the cereals. I'm a huge Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan. Their Cinnamon Toast Crunch did not taste as good. So that was the best tasting cereal. So I went with that one. But every single dollar goes to charity. So
that's what it is. I knew there was some hook to it. So if I buy it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting a penny.
Kane Brown's here. The new album is out today. Sometimes I'll get notes from like your people, and they sent me a note that said, you play guitar with your feet.
No. That was talking about Guitar Hero.
It didn't say Guitar Hero. It said Kane can play guitar with his feet.
No.
Did they leave out the word hero? Yeah. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge
That's
difference.
A huge difference. Yeah. We're going to roll a guitar in here and hear a couple of songs.
I want to see this.
I can play your basic campfire songs with my hands. So, yeah.
I do want to play a couple clips from the new record, which is called Different Man, which is out today. Why don't we do the song with you and Blake?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you about that in just a second. But here is Different Man.
I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down. What if I was.
So when you ask Blake to be a part of the song, what's that? A text? Is it? How do you do that?
Yeah. I was driving to the gym and, you know, thinking about God's country and all that. And I was like, this fits in his realm. So I sent it to him and he got back to me in like 20 minutes and was like,
really?
Yeah. He's like, I'm jumping on.
I got to imagine you get a lot of people asking you to do songs too.
Not really.
Really? Are you like the hot girl that's like, no one ever asked me out because everybody always thinks I'm getting asked out all the time?
I don't know.
I would always see girls in high school be like, well, I'm so hot. Everybody thinks I'm going out with guys all the time, so no one will ask me out. That's what it feels like. Everybody just assumes you're being asked to do all this stuff, and you're just lonely. That's what I hear. You're just lonely not singing anybody else's songs.
I feel like we're having a therapy session.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Yeah. Your wife is doing a song with you too.
Mm-hmm.
We had talked about this, but I hadn't heard it till I got the record. And this is the only other collab, am I right? You, Blake?
Yeah, and this one.
And then your wife. Okay, so let's play a little bit of Thank God with Caitlin Brown.
Never thought I'd find an angel undercover. Made a change to everything from my heart.
Bro, she's good.
She's a beast.
She almost sounds a little bit, and not, but there's a little Ariana. Like that, that tone. Sounds a little bit like Ariana at first.
She's an animal, man.
So does she want to sing?
So we kind of got to get her into, like, she's always been a singer. She doesn't know what to do. She's always singing at her house, but her anxiety's so bad. Like, we just had band rehearsals, and even when she's in the room, like, she's freaking out, and there's 9 of us that she's with every day. So it's gonna take us some time to warm her up to singing on stage. But
is she going to sing with you on the road?
That's what I'm trying to get her there.
When were you? I'm assuming you were. But were you in the room when she was singing her part?
Yeah.
And so, are you the husband or the producer type when you're with her? Are you you're doing great, or are you like, come on, you need to give me more?
No, because she I already tell her all the time like she can already sing. It's just more about I was telling her about the confidence, and then I was just hearing stuff that I'd be like, do this or do this. Just warming her up to it.
I saw that you were hanging out with Post Malone. Did you play beer pong with Post Malone?
Yep. Champion 3 times in a row.
You beat him?
Yep.
Whenever I see him on TikTok playing, he's good.
He's good.
I'm not saying you're not good. I just have never seen you play.
What did it sound like?
Well, it did sound like that. Yeah, it did. It did. I'll take a step back. You must be really good, Kane.
No, I'm just kidding.
How did that happen? How did you guys form a friendship?
I really don't remember that. But he's the nicest dude you'll ever meet in your life. I just went to his show. We played a Hangout Fest. And went backstage and played some beer pong.
Yeah. Do you ever see Post Malone's TikToks when he's doing? He got in the studio with all the country.
He wants to do a country album.
Dude, I've been begging for years. Like, and it would be legit.
Yeah.
Kane Brown's here. The new album is out today. It is called Different Man. Professionally, who has come into your life or asked you to do something, and you're like, this is crazy? Because when I was a kid, I used to be like, that's the dude.
I think the craziest thing for me was like Tim McGraw. And then I got to do like the little concert before the Super Bowl 3 years ago, which was my first time really meeting him. So I thought that was awesome. I got to go up and sing the first song I ever knew as a kid, which was I Like It, I Love It. So it was really fun.
Would you take a picture now and you're both shirtless, you and Tim, and post it?
I wouldn't post it.
You wouldn't post it?
No.
Why?
I'm just not that. I'm a different man now. Mm. Used to, I would have.
Different Man, out now. I'm going to do one more song here. This is Whiskey Sour. This is on the album that is out today. Hit it, Ray.
Now I take my whiskey sours alone.
That song's my favorite. That's why I played it. That one and also Grand, which aren't the same at all. Yeah. Usually I just like slow songs because I like to hear the words. And sometimes I just get lost in a melody and I don't even know what the words are, and I'm just, but I think that's my favorite like song that I would listen to when I'm not working.
Nice.
And then Grand is just like, first time I heard it, I was like, God, this song's awesome. This song's great.
Thanks, man.
So those are the two. Take them, collect your Grammys, and let me know.
Question.
No. What do you want? What? No, I don't like that. You just asked, like you're up to something.
No, I'm not. No,
so I just said no immediately. I was like, no, we're good. I do the questions
it's,
here.
It's a serious question. Go ahead. So, and this is from a radio standpoint.
I'm not a good radio guy, though. I bet that. I come in here and be funny, and but I'll answer it, but I'm not
for
good at
everybody
songs.
In the room.
Okay,
man,
go ahead.
Do you think, even though it's been out, I could take Whiskey Sour to radio?
Yes, because most people don't know that it's been out because it hasn't been, unless they're in your world.
Yeah.
You say it's been out, but again, if it's not the single, only like your hardcore people or people that follow certain playlists will hear it. So it's brand new to everybody.
Nice.
So
yeah, I got told no. So
who told you that?
Oh, I can't say.
Let's fire him right now. Me and you together. Call him up. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone here. Yeah. With Post Malone, let's fire him. He should never be a part of this team. Okay, last two things, sort of. Why don't we go to your favorite, and give me these, your favorite song of all time, your favorite movie of all time, and your favorite TV show of all time. What comes to your mind, though? You don't have to
at the top, what I've been listening to right now after just watching the documentary is going to have to be, is it called Break Some Things?
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Limp Bizkit's awesome. Like,
well, I just think it speaks to
break
everybody.
Stuff?
Yeah, Break Stuff.
Yeah.
Is that the Woodstock documentary?
I just break some stuff to give me some.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the one, right?
You ever wake up thinking you just want to break something?
It's all about
the... Yeah. I went through a season.
Yeah. No, I'm saying you just got to hear him explain it. He really gets to the people.
Okay.
Dude, Limp Bizkit's awesome.
Yeah, it's
good, good for you for finding him. I like it. All right, what else? Movie.
I'll go with Halloween.
All right.
Wait, what's yours?
Interesting.
Titanic?
No, not Titanic. You got him.
It ain't bad. I'm not going to act like I hate it. Titanic's a good movie. Yeah. I'm not going to hate on it at all. I feel like that's okay. So you get Halloween and I get Titanic. That's how you see me, just generally as a person.
No, I was just ran a movie.
My favorite movie of all time would be Man on the Moon, the story of Andy Kaufman.
Nice.
Who's a hero of mine. Sick. A comedian, yes. Titanic. All right. Favorite TV show. Go ahead.
The Simpsons.
That's a good one, though. It's they've been really great for a long period of time. All right, and we're going to end with this. Do you have friends, and do you feel like you have to pick them on your fantasy team because they're your friends?
Sometimes, but I'm not upset about picking them.
I don't understand. You're not upset like, if you don't get them or not upset if...
I'm not upset like if they're on my team.
Like they're good enough.
Like Pat Mahomes.
Got it. Or, well, you jump up and take him early, like before a Josh Allen, because he's your friend. Friendship discount? Draft him earlier?
No, but I would pick Pat Mahomes over Josh Allen any day.
Yeah, that probably ain't gonna work out for you this year. He didn't have a receiver.
That is true. That is true.
But, okay, well, look, I'm glad that it happened. I'd love to get in a fantasy league.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is who we should add to our fantasy league. We're very serious about it. We're actually doing it in Titan Stadium this year.
You don't want it. No, you don't want, not in a competitive way, you don't want it. I'm too into it.
I
it's
like
too
the
competitiveness. I'm too focused and too, it's just not good. I'm unhealthy.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never won, but Jeff Braun has won like almost every year. Martha won last year. She picked everybody named Devontae and won.
That usually works. That's a good strategy. Go all Devontae all the time. That's good.
That's hilarious.
That's good. Yeah. Ken, congratulations, man. Mostly that you did an album that you're like, I'm doing this album because I want to do something that I want to do with songs I want to make. And I think that's refreshing, and it's really cool. The album's really great also, but I like that you did this album for that reason.
Thank you, man.
That's pretty cool. You guys check out Different Man. It is out today. That is Kane Brown. Also, the Drunk or Dreaming Tour, you know, hit it up with Kane. If you're in Sydney, New Zealand, or you're in UK, and you're not right now, but Kane's going to be there. There you go. I told all those listeners. I got like eight of them out there.
Thank you.
So they'll probably come. All right, there he is. Kane Brown, everybody. All right, back in a minute.
Hey, it's me, Flippy, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Flippy and Mika's Road Trip. The Flippy-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites!
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way!
They'll They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Story.
Okay, here we go. First up, Queen Elizabeth has passed away at 96 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
We saw it yesterday, so I'm going to give you a different version of that. I was in the weird for me to be in a newsroom yesterday when this is all happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because yesterday at this time, I was in New York, and I was at NBC. And I'm sitting back there, and I did the Today Show the last 3 days, and they're like, well, the queen fell. Right? Because that's how it started. Didn't she fall?
I'm not sure. I just saw
that. Maybe I just heard that as a rumor then. So she died, right? And at the time, they were going, okay, everybody's flying in. People are just talking, but there's all these news people around me. And I'm like, I should not be here hearing it. I was like, this is too, it's like I was in like a CEO meeting where I was knowing too much about what products Apple were about to launch.
I picture you just looking at everyone.
Or,
like.
Yeah. Or like a sports team's about to make a big trade that I should know about. I'm just there. And all these people that I see on the news and producers are talking about it. And somebody goes, hey, I don't think she's alive right now. And that's early in the morning. And so when they announced it, I think it had been a while. They were just waiting for everybody to kind of get there.
Man, what was the time frame on that? Like from when they thought they knew to when it was official?
So this is actually how it happened yesterday. I'm going to be really honest with you guys. For the last bit of the show, we recorded it because when the stuff happened with the Queen, talking about this show,
yeah,
they were like, hey, we don't know what we're going to do. So if you could come over a little early. And I was like, great. So we recorded some segments here. I ran over to the building there. And they were like, we don't know how we're going to do with coverage. Because that hour that I was doing with Hoda is a pretty light, fun hour.
Yeah.
But they were like, are you okay with doing stuff that's a little more serious? Because they don't listen to the show. And I'm like, yeah, we talk about all kinds of stuff, sad stuff, happy stuff. We've covered many tragedies. I said, sure. And they said, okay, cool. And that's all they asked. I could have lied and been like, yeah, I'm great at it, and then had no idea.
Yeah.
And but we went, and they put us in a different room because they didn't want it to be presented the same way as it does every day. So we're sitting instead of walking out, like having a good time, talking to the camera, like, hey, we're here. And they go, we'll just play it by ear. And so they turn the cameras on, and Hoda's like, hey, we're here with the Queen. And I was just honest. I was like, I'm rooting for the Queen to live, but I don't really, I'm not close to the monarch in any way. I said, but I feel like I'm rooting for them like a sports team. Like, come on, Queen, you can do it. It's probably a stupid thing to say, but that's how I felt. Because I'm an American, but...
Yeah.
And I said later, I was like, you know who I'm rooting for is that grandma and that great-grandma to make it. Yeah. More than the Queen, because I don't care about the royal family. But that's a lady that seemed to be pretty awesome. And I just... People hurt when their grandma dies. I did. I hurt bad. I still hurt from my grandma dying. She was the biggest part of my life. And so... But it was just a weird situation to be there. She... Just speaking about her for a bit, you gotta remember 70 years as queen.
Crazy.
70 years.
Yeah. Ooh.
Also, she's 96. And as everybody's getting sad, and rightfully so, because she seemed like an awesome lady, especially even if you watch some of the Crown, her younger, like she seemed to be pretty intelligent, empathetic.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, for someone who mm-hmm. kind of was never in a space to have that gifted to them. She had it naturally. So, yeah, I'm a little sad by it, as much as I could be sad about somebody I don't know in a country I don't really care about with a group of people, the monarch, that I don't really care about. But her as a person, I think I like. And, like, I'm a little sad about it because it sucks when we lose somebody that cares about others, you know?
Yeah.
So that was it. And I was in the newsroom and they were talking about it. And I was like, I shouldn't be hearing this. And I wanted to tweet it, and I didn't.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
You're the one that breaks it.
I wanted to break news. It's like 3 hours before they finally announced it, but yeah.
So who becomes the queen? Is it the guy, the girl?
No, King Charles now.
Wow, they're going to have a king.
Yeah. He's already the king.
Wow.
It's so crazy.
The line of succession now. So king, the new King Charles, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's William.
And then his wife?
Nope.
She's not a queen?
No, because it's the first.
She was the daughter. Queen Elizabeth was the daughter of a king.
That's so confusing.
Yes, and that king, and her dad wasn't even the heir. It was like, regardless, I'm going to go
down. So King Charles is Princess Diana's husband? That was that guy?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Big ears.
Yes.
And he's old.
He's William and Harry's
so
dad.
He's
73.
He's the son of the woman that just died.
Yes.
Okay.
But what's crazy is, I mean, she lived a very long time, so he's been waiting all these years to be king.
No. Do you think secretly he was sitting there going, no, man, like,
yeah.
You think?
Probably. I'm sure he's sad because that's his mom. He's probably like, dude, like, mom, you're living way longer than you should.
Yeah, like, he could have easily died and never been king.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, here's the next. Next up is the older of the two sons, so that would be Willie.
William.
Mm-hmm.
And who's his wife?
Kate. But that doesn't matter because she can't be queen.
That's just how I kind of identify them.
And their oldest son is next after that.
Because the other guy left.
No. Hold on. Then their oldest son, then their daughter, then Harry, I believe.
Who's the daughter?
The third kid, and then Harry. Okay. The Willow.
Wow. So Harry is below their kids. That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have never.
Firstborn.
He would have never been the king.
Well, if.
Okay.
We're trying to walk. I'm even more confused, but yes. Queen Elizabeth died.
Yeah.
To live to 96, it's awesome. To have any job for 70 years, that's telling me something good. I don't care if you're queen or you're working at Burger King or at a school, or it's awesome. So there you go. Seemed like an awesome person. That's the first story. Anything else, Lunchbox? I don't know all the answers.
Lunchbox should just watch The Crown.
No.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even.
No, I'm not. Not gonna do that.
Oh, it's good.
I'm just so enamored that they just have these people that are just king and queens, and I just don't understand how it works. But I can't believe that she was the queen for that long,
70 years.
And it's crazy to me to see people outside, like the gates or whatever, just crying.
I would compare that because what they have—that's our celebrities.
Yeah,
like so that's their celebrities.
Yes, we have a huge. But this is a blood. They don't really have any power. But it's basically their family of celebrities. Let me make a bad analogy. If the Kardashians kept on sprouting kids, they'd always be famous.
Okay.
If the camera stayed on them. Not the same, but that's their That's their celebrities. That's their ticket for people to go over and pay money as tourists to go look at the castle. They make a lot of money because of that. It's very important to them.
Yeah, because I saw people going, like, in New York, going to the English pubs to celebrate the queen, and I'm like, wow, I did not realize she was this
I did not think I would even be, I mean, I think I'd be at 1%, like, oh, man, because I don't care. But I do. I'm like, dang, she was awesome. Awesome lady. So, okay, there you go. We good?
Yeah, I think we're good, man.
The Crown will pause filming out of respect for Queen Elizabeth. Hmm. There's that story. A tea bag used by Queen Elizabeth is now on sale for $12,000 on eBay.
I would think there's probably millions of these.
I need a certificate of Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. But that's the story right now. Everybody trying to cash in. One listing on eBay is for a tea bag smuggled out of a residence by an exterminator during a roach infestation in the 90s.
That's hilarious.
So $12,000. That's if you're looking to get something queen related, it is right now. A man has quit his job to date one woman from every state. A Montana resident, Matthew Wernig, downloaded Tinder during the pandemic. And he's like, well, let's see what happens here. He has decided to take his what they call Romeo Roadshow on the road.
It's funny. Mm-hmm.
He quit his job and is traveling 50 states to have a first date with a woman from each one. All of his stuff is documented on TikTok, so he'll probably make some decent money off of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's from the New York Post. He's got an idea. He's chasing it down. Netflix will launch its cheaper ad-supported subscription plan in November. So I just got a note yesterday on my screen. Hulu is raising their prices.
Wow. Yeah, $2.
Golly. Yeah. I got on last night to watch The Patient. Best show right now. 20 minutes. Steve Carell is a therapist. Have you guys watched it yet?
No, not yet.
I tried and I got scared.
It's not scary.
Oh.
Well, it's a thriller, but it's not monsters.
I know. I just thought.
aren't scary people scarier than monsters?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
But monsters aren't real.
But there's no jumping out. It's not a scary movie.
I just think I was alone and it was dark. I need to watch it during the daytime.
When it's light.
Yeah.
Got it. Eating a diet rich in protein and iron actually helps you avoid hair loss.
Oh.
Well, too late for that.
And is it too late? Like, once it goes.
You said avoid.
Yeah, but I'm asking you separately. Is it once it goes, is it just gone?
I mean, you can do all those things like, you know, surgically, whatever. They pump blood in your head, but I don't think it grows back. Like, is it?
I don't know. Ray's been doing something.
Yeah, I think the blood transfusion. It's kind of weird.
You don't want to do that? You don't care that much?
It's kind of weird.
All right. That's from the Daily Mail, and that is your news. Thank you very much.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I'm going to take a call here. This is Ceci, who lives in California, who's calling us right now, and we really appreciate that. Hi, Ceci. Good morning.
Good morning, studio.
Morning. What's going on?
Just wanted to let you know I'm going to be able to see you in Vegas, and me and my daughter are coming for sure.
Oh, awesome. She's from California. We're doing this show in Vegas to try to let everybody from the western part of the country come to a show. So tickets on sale now if you're in Vegas, but 10 a.m. Central Time. So, Ceci, I appreciate that. And, you know, you're bringing a 4-year-old, you say.
Yes, but we listen every morning, and she is super excited.
All right. Well, what will she like about it? She's 4. Maybe the Raging Idiots.
The music.
When we come out and do a little set.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, George Burge at the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ceci, I can't wait to see you. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to see you on December 3rd.
Thank you, guys. Can't wait to see you. Great day. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. There have been times where I've had good intentions and it just didn't come out the way I'd hoped for it to come out. I think if you're public for years and years and you say a lot of things like I do, 5 hours a day and 300 days a year, sometimes you do stupid stuff. I get it. So I have a little bit of sympathy for people when they mess up. But I look at this and I go, I don't know what they're thinking. So this restaurant in Virginia did a 9/11 menu. For example, they have the Never Forget Sampler.
No. Oh, my gosh. This is not good.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so in this, it's the Flight 93 Redirect Crab Dip, the First Responder Shrimp Flatbread, the Freedom Flounder, 2 slices of Pentagon Pies, and 2 Remember Teeny Cocktails.
No.
Yeah, I could go through the whole menu. There's the First Responder Flatbread. It's crispy, oven-baked, flat, breaded, loaded with tender shrimp, fresh tomatoes. And it does sound good. Different name, maybe.
The food sounds good. Oh.
Yeah. And the whole menu is just one thing after another. But he's now had to apologize, and I get it. He said, my intention was to bring attention to that horrific day 21 years ago. You just can't do good. It has to be serious or meaningful things attached with that event.
Yeah.
You can't really do flatbread.
No.
That
sounds like he's trying to be funny, and you can't be funny with it.
I don't think he's trying to be funny.
Yeah, no, I think he was trying to honor, when you're sitting down, I want you to remember when you have this meal, but maybe he could have spun it more like a normal menu with
and we'll donate
part of sales this
there
day
you
is
go.
Gonna go to first responders.
See, I'll consult anybody for a price. Just hit me up, because I've done everything wrong. So at this point, I can tell you how to get through stuff like this. But I get it. He apologized. I think we should give him a little grace now.
Oh, for sure.
Because people are still kind of terrorizing him. Yes, it's dumb, but he did not do it with bad intention. So he has learned. He's apologized. We're moving on. And I just want to remember, when I do something dumb again, remember this conversation.
Yes. Apologize
I told
and
people
move on.
To move on.
Please.
Yeah. So I thought that story pretty, not funny.
Interesting.
But I thought we could learn something from it here. Let's see. How about this call from Emmy in Texas, who's on the phone? I do want to get a call or two on because we've been gone for a while. Hi, Emmy. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so, I just had a quick comment, I guess, or just a question for Lunchbox. Earlier during the mailbag, there was a gentleman who reached out about his, I guess, significant other spending a lot of time with her ex, going out to his ranch and drinking. And Lunchbox made a comment stating, man, if that ever happened to me, I'd invite the guy over and we can all have drinks together. Well, it did happen to him, didn't it? With his wife having wine, a whole bottle of wine.
Oh,
some guy on his porch, and he just kind of let it go. And I understand he's not the jealous type. I'm not the jealous type either. But did you invite him over for drinks,
No, I mean, that was her friend. I didn't know him. It was someone she worked with.
So
she used
your
to work
wife
with.
Yeah. Was having, if I remember this
wine
correctly.
Wine and cheese on, the front,
on the front porch.
Porch. Yeah, they had a platter and a whole bottle of wine.
Where were you?
I work.
Yeah, work.
What kind of music was playing as they were eating?
No, I don't think they had any music. They were just sitting on the front porch.
It's not like they were trying to hide anything.
Yeah, they were out in the public. My neighbors could see it and everything, but I came home and bottle of wine already down, a thing of cheese, and they were just hanging out on the front porch. It's like, huh. But yeah, I mean, cool. I don't know.
You didn't care? Didn't care?
Didn't care one bit. Don't even know the guy's name.
Would you have him over if she was like, hey, we want to have him over?
Yeah, come
on
over.
Or if you're out of town for a few days, would you be like, hey, he's going to come over and...
Fine with me.
Every night and kind of watch some reality shows and have some cheese and wine.
That's fine.
You're what good. If she had handyman projects for him?
That's fine. Hey, you want to do my handyman work? Do it.
Mow, shirtless.
Do it.
Okay.
Fine with me.
As long as it gets mowed, you don't care.
As long as it gets mowed, I don't give a crap.
All right. Okay. There you go. Hey, I appreciate that, Emmy.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all have a wonderful day. Take it easy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's go talk to Desiree. We get a lot of questions about this. It's about Legacy Box. Hey, Desiree, I think you have a very good question here. What do you want to say?
Okay, so I'm getting ready to package up 28 years of memories and send them off to Legacy Box, and I am so nervous. And I want to know, have you guys really done this?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you called. This is not a commercial, by the way. Scuba, validate that this is a call Abby answered.
Just very out of the blue, correct.
Okay, if you could just say validate.
Yes, validate.
Okay. It's simple. He's like, gives a speech.
Amy, would you like to speak on this?
Yes, and I understand the feeling. It is very nerve-wracking, but I have always gotten my originals back. They've made it there safely, and everything is digitized. And my sister, honestly, she was in town 2 weeks ago and we were talking about it, and she has some stuff she wants to send off again, and she knows the process works. And even for the second time, she is nervous too. So I think the nerves are normal, but find comfort in that we've gotten all our stuff back. And
I've not heard one single complaint. No one's called us and said, hey, man, because we would have tried to take care of it.
And they've worked.
They're a great company.
So many people. So you just got to trust the process.
I did use your code, and it was I did the biggest one. I have a lot of stuff, so it actually saved me. I'm paying $600, but I think it was $1,200 or even more.
Wow.
So I'm actually doing this for my family for a family Christmas gift.
Somehow she should be compensated for a commercial.
Awesome. Yeah,
I mean,
really
she's
good.
Gonna crush it for us right there.
I spent a lot of money, but I think it's really going to be worth it because my kids ask to watch these all the time, and my son's 25 and my daughter's 21, and we have no way to watch it, so... Here we go.
Well, I think you're going to be very happy with what happens, Desiree. And thank you for calling, because a lot of listeners ask us stuff like this, and I'm glad we could get this on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I use your code.
So all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
What can I say? That's an amazing
awesome.
Call. If you got Legacy Box, by the way, if you have old videotapes or old pictures or things that could honestly just deteriorate, but you want to make them digital so you can have them forever. That's what they do. You put it in a box, you send it, you get them all back, and they make it all digital. They can put it on a disk, the thumb drive.
So
cool. It's perfect. If you want to do this, legacybox.com/bones to get 50% off. So legacybox.com/bones, which she did. That is amazing. Eddie, we're going to have to hold your story till Monday.
Yeah, I have time.
You do?
I have time to decide.
It's limited, but we'll do it on Monday.
We have to do it next week, for sure.
We have to do it next week, for sure, yeah. Because Eddie could die. Okay. You guys can call us 877-77-BOBBY. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on.
Get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day. This story comes to us from Florida. An 18-year-old man, you know, he likes to deal some things, illegal narcotics, and he texts the number, hey, man, got your eight ball? The guy's like, okay, where should I meet you? It was a county commissioner who contacted police. The 18's like, meet in the parking lot. Showed up. Boom. Busted.
The odds that you would get someone in the government or law enforcement accidentally when trying to sell an 8-ball. Listen, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even know what an 8-ball is.
Me either.
I know when you play pool, I know that one. I think it's a measurement, right?
Yeah.
Is it like eight ounces of something?
Yeah, the white stuff.
Or anything. Can it be anything?
No, the white stuff.
Let's ask Scuba Steve. Hey, Scuba Steve, can an 8-ball be a measurement of many things?
It's really only to that one particular type of drug.
White stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. Snow White.
So if I... Okay, everybody, relax.
Angel dust.
Okay, here's the actual... According to Merriam-Webster,
okay,
an eighth of an ounce of cocaine or any other drug.
But people wouldn't.
Hey, I guess my street knowledge supersedes yours.
No.
That's never, internet knowledge. You would never go out to a party and be like, "Yo, let me get an 8-ball of that marijuana."
Yeah, never.
You'd be like what?
I've asked for an 8-ball of Kool-Aid before.
Oh. Did you get it?
Yeah, I sure did. Raspberry.
8 ounces.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox, that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Any plan for the weekend?
Football game tomorrow, so...
Arkansas?
No, 12-year-olds.
I don't bet on them.
My son's game, Team Navy.
Let me see if DraftKings has your Team Navy in there.
Yeah.
No, they probably don't.
I know you have a big game yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I play. Arkansas, South Carolina tomorrow, 11 Central. So, I can't wait. Like, I look forward to it all week.
Mm-hmm.
I think I look forward to the... I'm going to be honest with you. Had a good week because I did the Today Show all week. But I've been most excited about the Arkansas game Saturday.
Yeah.
More than anything else in my life, I think. That's what I get excited about. So, yeah, I'll be doing that. But tickets are up as of right now. If you want to come and watch my comedically inspirational show in Las Vegas, would love to have you. Just go to bobbybones.com. You can go to ticketmaster.com. And it's all going to be super cool. At that show, Mike D is going to come out and do some comedy coming out of retirement, which is pretty cool. I had to coax him. It's like a... horse and a carrot and hang out in front of them. Be like, Las Vegas.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of my favorite new artists, George Burge, is going to open. I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane. And Eddie's coming with me, and the Raging Idiots will also play. So here.
Y'all already know that's my fanny pack. If you need it, you can lily your annoying.
So come out. It's a funny... inspirational show called Comedically Inspirational at the Wynn. And if people don't come and nobody buys tickets, I'm going to be humiliated. So if that's your goal, don't buy them. If your goal is to humiliate me, don't buy the tickets.
But if your goal is to go to Vegas have some fun.
And clean. And yeah. It'll be awesome. There's no cleaner place in Vegas in general.
That is a good point. Like if you're looking to go to
Vegas.
No, it's
not a good point. It's a terrible point. It's absolutely the worst point ever.
Well, no, some people don't like the unclean parts of Vegas.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general.
Okay.
But it's a clean show.
Yes.
And there are clean parts of Vegas, yes.
Yes.
So anyway, bobbybones.com. Would love for you to come. Ta-ta for now. Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.